Another change. Southland Public Schools closed. Southland Public Schools closed. Another change. Burnsville Egan Savage closed. Staff should not report. Here are some important company announcements. Universal Circuits, Plymouth and Maple Grove plants closing at 11, will reopen for third shift Sunday night. Universal Circuits in Plymouth and Maple Grove, the plants will close at 11 and will not reopen till the third shift Sunday night. Progress Castings in Plymouth, second shift canceled now and no work on Saturday. Solar Plastics, Minneapolis, second shift canceled. Buckby Mirrors, here's another change. First shift was closed, now second shift as well. Buckby Mirrors, first and second shift will not be held. Ramsey County court sessions are closed today. Jurors and defendants are not to come in. Ramsey County court sessions closed today. American National Can in Savage, this is a change. The Savage, Minnesota location is open. So I don't know what it changed from, but anyway, that's the announcement here. American National Can Company in Savage, a change. The Savage location is open. Packaging Corporation of America, East Plant, all shifts closed today. Packaging Corporation of America, East Plant, all shifts are off. Ridgedale and Minnetonka not opening at 12 noon, but stay tuned for additional information. So most of the shopping centers are opening at noon. Mintech Corp. in Plymouth, first shift production canceled. Everyone else is asked to use their best discretion. Mintech Corp. in Plymouth, first shift production canceled. Dane Bosworth, Minneapolis office, only essential personnel should report. Prudential Home in Minneapolis, offices closed today. Night personnel should call their manager. College Center facility, Golden Valley, closed except for Courage Residence, which will be open. Aspen Clinic in Bandana Square, clinics are closed today. Minnesota Mutual Life, this is a change. Minnesota Mutual Life of St. Paul, previously closed till noon, now closed for the day. Minnesota Mutual Life, closed for the day. Upshur Smith Laboratories in Plymouth, first and second shift, closed today. Carquest Distribution Center, here's an addition. The business is closed and the Carquest Marketing Conference is canceled.
Say, we're going to talk to Sid in just a minute. Eric's here, and I want to mention that, boy, I tell you, I'm glad I got my Oric, because you're tracking all kinds of stuff this time of year. And last night, I was trying to get a cup down from the shelf, and all the cups fell down. I smashed about four of them, and they just littered the kitchen floor. But my little Oric, just boom.
Well, it can pick up a 16-pound bowling ball.
Well, you're right.
That thing is powerful.
And not only that, but the Oric has a unique dirt pump action which dislodges dirt and pulls it right into the cleaner, then pumps it up the handle, drops it into the top of the bag.
Now, that's important because, you know, many vacuum cleaners, they suck up from the bottom. They
yeah,
push the dirt
exactly
up to make room for the new stuff.
And it has
it up the top and over.
Has that exclusive Sealock hypoallergenic upright and canister, a boon for allergy sufferers.
And right now, purchase the XL upright. That's the one used in 50,000 hotels in the United States.
Right.
Purchase that for $299 and receive Oryx compact canister free. That's a savings of $160.
Wow. Test drive an Oryx at Nationwide Sewing Center in the St. Anthony Village Shopping Center or at one of the four Twin Cities A1 vacuum locations. Call 222-6316, 222-6316 for the location nearest you.
A couple more announcements. Process Corporation, Plymouth and Golden Valley now closed. Hendrick Envelope Corporation in Golden Valley, second shift canceled. Or Heinrich Envelope Corporation, Golden Valley, second shift canceled. TCF Bank, all metro branches now closing today.
That's a change.
Open for... what do you think, Eric? Cargill Incorporated, Minnetonka offices closed.
Open regular hours on Saturday.
Oh, okay. Cargill Incorporated, Minnetonka offices closed.
Usually on every morning, we have Minnesota Hospital on Friday morning. That's a special on Friday. Minnesota Hospital, Helen Trent called and said they're closed.
Where did she call from?
Well, it sounded like...
Was it long distance?
Sounded, yeah.
Brainerd, maybe?
Hey, I never thought of that. It could be Brainerd.
You don't know for sure, though?
No, but I heard a man's voice in the background.
No!
Yes. So it could have been Gil.
Nurse.
It could have been a male nurse. That's true. But Another thing we do every day about this time, a little earlier usually, about 8:25, is we bring Sid Hartman in and Mark Rosen. Mark is off today, but we have Sid for a short update with Eric Escala just to bring us up to date in a minute.
Sidney, we hear from Billy Robertson, our good friend over at the Timberwolves, that everybody's in town. The Utah Jazz have arrived by plane, and there will be the Timberwolves' big opening game tonight, 7:05 at the Target Center. Give us a little preview of the Wolves.
Well, everybody's anxious to see their new style of basketball. They played more of a control style under Bill Musselman, but they'll run a lot more, and they'll use the bench a lot more than they ever used it before. Musselman played 5, 6, 7 guys. Jimmy Rogers will play them all, and you don't have many new players to look at. The same guys are back, and we'll see what happens. Utah, as you know, is one of the best teams in basketball, if not the best or close to the best, with John Stockton and the mailman and all the rest of the guys. So it'll be a real test for them. Roger must be in his glory.
He's Iron Pants Erickson.
You're right.
Okay, so we have Timberwolves in Utah at 7 o'clock at the Target Center. Gophers go down to Bloomington against the Hoosiers.
Talk to Gudikins this morning. You know, they leave at 1:30, and a lot of those kids live off campus. I hope they can make the airplane.
That's right.
It'll be interesting what happens. But that'll be a tough game for them. If they can play, you know, just play one game without fumbling and throwing a lot of interceptions, making mistakes. Although Indiana's awful tough. Last week against Wisconsin in Madison, their coach was suspended for criticizing an official, which he should have done, which was correct. The official blew it. They were behind 20-0 going into the fourth quarter, I think, or late in the third quarter, came back to win. So they're a pretty good team.
And then you want to do, is that it for Sid?
I think that's
hook?
It for Sid.
The hook.
That's the hook.
Drive carefully.
Roger, you're celebrating.
You bet.
You bet.
This never had it so good in your life, Roger.
Well, General, you know what they're going to put on my tombstone, Sid. Roger Erickson, formerly 2 hours late, now closed.
And had lunch with Jane Fonda and Ted Turner.
That's right.
Drive safely, Sid.
And General Schwarzkopf just called and he said, this is the mother of all snowstorms. How about that? Say, it's 9:15, 14 minutes now before 9 o'clock. We have 30 degrees. This is Charlie Boone and Roger Erickson and Roger Strom and Eric Escala and the whole gang. And Kathy's here and Stromy.
Well, normally we do livestock report. Let's try to go to South St. Paul and see if anybody made it in.
Nobody's there. Amp isn't even turned on.
Yeah, it's that kind of a morning, and, you know, there just aren't that much to talk about in the markets at all. One comment, Charlie, I've been looking, you know, I've got a window back there.
Well, you've been a great help this morning, by the way.
Well, thank you, but looking out the window, all you see really are MTC buses, and only a few people get off each time they stop. There's very little traffic in downtown Minneapolis. But a mother snowstorm of them all.
Oh, I'll say. We got the DOT this morning, Eric.
Sandy Turk has joined us with kind of a statewide perspective on interstates and so forth from the DOT's point of view. Sandy, can you just sort of give us what you have as far as a statewide view? Let's start with the major arteries here in the Twin Cities area, if we can.
Okay, the Twin City areas, the problem that we're having is ramps and loops, trying to keep them open. Winds are gusting at 31, so they're just drifting shut all over again. But we do have our plows out full force, and we will not be calling them in. They will be out there.
Okay, any other trouble spots around the state outside of the metro?
Virginia, we have a no-travel advisory there. They have poor driving conditions. The visibility is poor due to the blowing snow. Wilmer area, poor driving conditions. Their visibility is only 100 feet. Snowing and blowing and drifting snow. All of southern Minnesota, which include Rochester, Owatonna, Mankato, Marshall, and Windham, reporting no travel advised. They are having problems in the Windham area on ramps being blocked on Interstate I-90.
So, but interstates as of now, none is closed right now, huh?
None that have been reported to me at this time.
And the metro area, you're saying what? Travel on what basis in the metro?
With caution.
Okay, with caution. Thank you very much, Sandy Turk, from the Minnesota Department of Transportation.
You're welcome.
Thanks.
Okay, very good. We'll bring you up to date. Stay tuned to WCCO Radio at 12 minutes now before 9 o'clock. Still 30 degrees. Wind north at 25, gusting to 31. We'll get an update on the amount of snow. We had 18.2, was it? The last time I heard Karen, and she says it's been snowing an inch an hour, maybe 2 inches, the way it's heavied up, and it's really blowing around. We will have some company announcements, and then we'll get to Dean Spratt and JP on traffic.
All right, Carlson Companies closed for the first time ever.
That is the first time
ever. That's what they
say. My goodness.
Carlson Companies closed. Cinch Cylindrical Division in New Hope closed today and second shift tonight. Cinch Cylindrical Division, New Hope. Corps of Engineers, St. Paul, their announcement. The office is open, but they've implemented a liberal leave policy. Medical Graphics Corp, Vadnais Heights, closed. Dakota County, no court being held today in Dakota County. Roach Organization, Edina, closed. Northtown Shopping Center, they won't open until 2. Northtown opening at 2. Here's an announcement from Dayton's. All Metro Dayton's, including home stores, are opening at noon. All Metro Dayton's, including home stores, opening at noon. Minnesota Rubber Company in St. Louis Park, office closed. A second shift should stay tuned. Minnesota Rubber, St. Louis Park, office closed, second shift stay tuned. Brooklyn Center has announced a noon opening. Some of these could change. Most of the shopping malls, not all as you just heard, are right now talking about noon. Vogt Heating and Air Conditioning, St. Louis Park, closed today. Emergency service only. Edinburgh Park, Edina, closed to the public. Courage Center, Golden Valley, closed. River Valley Clinic of Hastings in Farmington, Cannon Falls, Lakeville, Northfield, Cottage Grove and Woodbury, closed. Oxborough Clinics and Urgent Care, Bloomington and Burnsville, closed. Regular hours on Saturday. Minnesota Museum of Art of St. Paul, closed today. Here's an announcement from the Minnesota State High School League. Boys and girls state cross-country meet scheduled for Saturday at Les Bolstead Golf Course in Falcon Heights, being postponed till Saturday, November 9th. Maybe some of it will melt by then. Church Women United St. Paul, the World Community Day program, has been canceled until further notice. Lutheran Brotherhood of Minneapolis, closed. Northland Insurance Company of Mendota Heights, Northland Mortgage Company of Bloomington, United Properties of Bloomington, now closed.
Going to check traffic in just a minute here on CCO Radio's Good Morning Show, 10 minutes before 9 o'clock. And Philip Brunel brought in some very important Russian people for a big Russian festival at O'Shaughnessy begins tonight, then Northrop tomorrow, and then the Basilica of St. Mary on Sunday. That festival is still on. Bloomington Child Development Association Child Care of Bloomington is closed, and we'll check traffic in just a moment. The Boise Cascade Office Products, this is a change. Brooklyn Park, previously they were going to open, but now they're closing today. Boise Cascade Office Product, Brooklyn Park, is closed today.
Can we salute our telephone answerers?
Yes, would you?
And Kathy, yeah, and Sarah, Carol Camaro, Dark Star was here.
Dark Star stayed all night.
Marianne Randis, Roger Strong.
Carol Camaro, Bob Johnson at the phones out in front.
And Karen is here, and also
Strami was here doing a yeoman job. And
hats
of course,
off to the folks that are getting all the information.
And Cole Grace here in our engineering studio.
Unbelievable.
And Dick Chapman in the newsroom, along with Steve Murphy and Bruce Hagovic and the whole gang. Just fantastic. Say in a moment, we'll go to traffic.
Every morning, everywhere, when the sun wakes up the sky, let four just be there.
Hey, this is the Good Morning Show on WCCO Radio, and we're going to get some more announcements in just a moment. First, we're going to check traffic, and then Karen Floon has a new record snow for us. I don't know if it's a record, but it's getting up there. And Jerry Peterson's out in the highways, and Dino Spratt with traffic here on CCO Radio. 30 degrees, and the wind is blowing hard. Northwest 26 gusting to 31. How are we doing, Dino?
Well, kind of a bad crash right now on 35W with injuries. It's northbound right across from Honeywell, so that'll make it right in the area of 28th Street north of Lake Street. This is really going to stack things up big time. Northbound 169, they've had problems at the crosstown. Now they're asking for a tow at Highway 7. That is very slow. Still all kinds of difficulties out on the east side. A lot of ramps closed. 36 east to Highway 5. That ramp's been shut down. They should be opening it shortly. At ramp 94 east at County 81 has been blocked by a snowplow. Jerry Peterson is on the east side.
And you're going to find another ramp closed right now. In fact, they're working pretty hard to get it cleared out. 690, or the ramp from Lexington to 694 east. Part of the problem is they got a couple of cars that have spun out, and I think two of them actually crashed. DOT is on the rampway now, and they're plowing and sanding it. It has actually blown shut with the snow with no activity going down there, and that's part of the problems you'll run into on the lesser traveled roads. I know along 694 coming west, at least from Wiper Avenue all the way over towards Highway 10 here, we're seeing some blowing and drifting in the traffic lanes, and that's helping slowing things down. Top speeds have been averaging right around 35 miles per hour. The roads are snow covered and compacted. The ramps are very slippery. Just one of those days where don't go out unless you absolutely have to.
Jerry, while you're talking, they've got problems now on the east side. The ramp 94 east to Highway 120. Minneapolis is the only of the cities to officially declare a snow emergency so far. We'll talk more about that in just a couple of minutes
okay.
in the 55 News.
Very good. And Karen, we're going to go to you in the news coming up in just a moment with Dick Chapman and Bruce Hagovic. I just want to see how good you are, Raj, at identifying commercials.
Oh, I love commercials.
I'll give you a line. You fill in the blank, okay? Now, you're in good hands with
Boone and Erickson.
Of course.
Now, Allstate.
Yes, that too.
Yeah.
Nothing runs like a...
Like my wife.
Deer.
These are easy.
Yeah. Here's one that's a little tougher.
Yeah.
There's more than one bathroom fixture to choose from, and Americans choose...
I knew that somewhere.
You've seen it in hundreds of office buildings. Hotels, airports. You kind of take the quality
in the
for
John,
granted.
You see that
yes.
name in the John?
Yes.
American
yes.
Standard.
Stamped in blue.
American Standard.
That's
stamped
right.
in blue right on there.
What a lot of people don't realize is they can choose American Standard just by telling their contractor or plumber.
That's right. Whether it is for your bathroom or kitchen, whatever you know.
Oh, yeah.
Vanities, everything. They've got it. American Standard. It's at Minnesota Standard.
You want to call them 920-1460. Just jot that number down, and when you're going to do some bathroom fixtures, talk to your contractor or give them a call and get over there. 920-1460.
Yeah, you need your contractor or plumber, and they will get you in there so you can see them. American Standard at Minnesota Standard, or just call them and find out how. 920-1460. I have just this announcement here. St. Cloud State University's canceled today all the classes and will be made up at a later date. Employees should report if able. That's St. Cloud State University.
We'll have some more corporate and company announcements after the 9 o'clock news also.
And Magnetic Data, Eden Prairie, first shift now closed.
Okay, an Eden Prairie corporate office of Risk Planners, Eden Prairie, they are now closed. Let's bring in Chappie and Bruce Hagovic in the news. At 4 minutes before 9 o'clock, 30 degrees. Here's Dick.
The biggest thing about this record-breaking storm is that it ripped right through the Twin Cities, affecting the biggest number of people. Overall, though, it's paralyzing large portions of Iowa, Minnesota, and now rolling into Wisconsin. As far as the Twin Cities are concerned, that record is 19 inches of snow, and it's still falling. Karen Falloon is here with the latest on this Halloween storm of 1991. Karen.
Actually, Chappie, between 5 and 9 o'clock, we've had over 6 inches of snow. And as of just about 5 minutes ago, we have 19.7, and that gets just about as close as you can get without it actually being the record. But at the rate it's snowing, the record will be broken within the next half hour or so. The heavy snow should taper off by noontime. Light snow and flurries throughout the rest of the afternoon and evening. Winds will continue very strong. Anywhere from 20 to 35 miles an hour in the Twin Cities. They've been gusting over 45 miles an hour in southwestern Minnesota. One upgrade, the blizzard warnings are now in effect for northwestern Iowa, so that includes southwestern Minnesota. Very strong winds and heavy snows continue over that section of the upper Midwest. Winter storm warnings remain in effect for northeast, central, southeastern Minnesota, and western Wisconsin, as the heavy snow now stretches from the Twin Cities area up to the North Shore, and it's all moving to the north at 25 miles an hour. I'll have more on the forecast coming up in just a little bit.
St. Paul is joining Minneapolis with a snow emergency. We'll have details on that in just a moment. We'll try to give you an interstate rundown too shortly, but first, a lot of the people who have had the day off because of the storm, some have braved the elements, and CCO's Bruce Hagovic caught up with some of them on the streets this morning.
Well, I can say, Dick, that even by Minnesota standards, this is pretty severe weather. Buses are moving where they can this morning, along with taxicabs. Private vehicles are having the toughest time. Many are getting stuck, of course. Many stores are closed or will be opening later on today. I talked with one man who drove to downtown Minneapolis from Hudson, Wisconsin this morning to go to work, only to find the door locked at his place of employment when he got into downtown Minneapolis. Gwen Morgan wasn't about to let the snow stop her. I found Gwen coming down the Nicollet Mall a few minutes ago on cross-country skis. She had skied a couple of miles, and you could hear the wind flutter in our microphone when we talked to her earlier this morning. Several people I talked to seemed to be enjoying trekking through this snow, but of course it can be dangerous. Driving and walking both very treacherous this morning, and the wind makes it even more dangerous to be outside without protection, Dick.
Now, let me give you kind of a rundown on the interstate highways throughout Minnesota. Twin Cities metro area, a lot of things are drifted, snow shut, narrow ramps, loop openings, things like that. Travel is not, you can travel, but with extreme caution. These are the no-travel advised areas. Virginia, Minnesota's area, no travel advised, poor blowing visibility and blowing snow. No travel advised in the Wilmer area. Drifting snow. No travel advised in the Rochester area. No travel advised in the Mankato area. No travel advised in the Marshall area. No travel advised in the Windham area. Blizzard conditions around Windham, Minnesota. As a matter of fact, Trunk Highway 71 is blocked. Trunk Highway 71 is blocked north of Trunk Highway 30. Some roads west of Windham are open, but many lanes are closed. Ramps are blocked on Interstate 90. That seems to be the worst position right now. When you stop and think about it, this storm now threatens to become a killer storm. As those winds come up and the snow continues to fall, visibilities are dropping. Wind chill conditions are getting very, very dangerous, and people should not be driving unless they are fully equipped to do so and absolutely have to do so. Very shortly, we'll tell you the details of the road emergency, Minneapolis snow emergency and St. Paul snow emergency, which will be taking effect at 9 o'clock tonight in both Minneapolis and St. Paul. News you want, weather you don't want. This is Dick Chapman from WCCO, Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News, I'm Dan Raviv in Madrid, where the Middle East Peace Conference managed to get through its first 3-day session.